We often tell our children, or told our children, and now we tell our grandchildren, it does not matter if you win or lose, it's how you play the game. Now, not everybody thinks that way. We see it when some parents yell at their kids and criticize every play. Sometimes coaches have to step in and reprimand these people. And I see it more than once. Now, I understand that many people are extremely competitive and winning is imperative. Now, Al and all our children are highly competitive. I am not. Once we're watching a team that was losing by a lot. And I said, "Ooh, the game should be stopped before someone gets hurt." I think the neighbors around the block heard their gasp and the dirty looks they gave. James and John were faithful followers of Jesus Christ who tried to do everything right. Like many people, they wanted their excellent work rewarded. So not leaving anything to chance, they asked Jesus for a special place in heaven because they wanted to be number one. They thought, well, you know, we've worked really hard, so shouldn't we ask for a prominent position in heaven? This annoyed the other apostles, who felt James and John overstepped a boundary with this bold request. But perhaps they were a little upset because they didn't think to ask for this coveted position first. Jesus asked James and John, if they could drink the cup that he would drink. These men were sure that they could always stand by their Messiah. But when Jesus was arrested, they all scattered. The irony of this story is that our Lord taught that the last shall be first and the first shall be last. This request from James and John for a prominent position starkly contrasts the essence of Jesus' teachings. Jesus was not the Messiah that people expected. Everyone imagined an influential leader who would bring back national glory and pride to the people of Israel as told in the stories of King David. It never occurred to anyone that the true glory of God is in working with the poor, with the sick, and with the disenfranchised. Caring for anyone in need is what the kingdom of God is about. The magnificence of heaven on earth, which Isaiah foretold when he wrote that the lion would sleep with the lamb, meant that true peace on earth would occur when everyone felt safe and secure. Living an authentic Christian life means gladly putting the needs of others ahead of our own. It means understanding that absolute peace in our fractured world will arrive when everyone helps those in need and enables them to help themselves. It means living a life that reflects Jesus' teaching and taught us what true fulfillment comes when we serve other people. What is our true goal and purpose? Our main concern cannot be personal success or recognition. And we have to constantly examine our motives, and we need to work on ourselves and transform those areas that don't serve us. We must always share instead of hoard, love instead of hate, give instead of take. The letter to the Hebrews proclaims that everyone is in charge of things about God. Jesus Christ, our great high priest, loved the poor and dealt gently with those who were ignorant. We are privileged to have that same mission. But Jesus did not only work with the poor and the sick and the ostracized. He had a relationship with them. We should form relationship with those in need, or we do form a relationship when we advocate for them. We may not know them individually, but God's love transcends in our work. When we love our neighbor, our connection with Jesus Christ deepens. And as our relationship with God grows, we will want to share that feeling with our families and with everyone we meet. It's a cycle of love. Through these relationships, we truly experience the love of God. I believe, honestly, that one day there will be world peace. And I believe that all humankind will find fulfillment in God. But I think that they will only happen if we work very hard to see people's potential through God's eyes. When everlasting glory arrives, we will all sit beside our Lord without even asking. Amen.
Amen.